Update 5:30 p.m. Cleanup is still underway, but the highway is open as crews mitigate a slippery spill on Highway 101. Material meant for dirt road dust control was accidentally spread on Highway 101 from a dispersal truck with its back gate open, according to Sechelt Fire Chief Trevor Pike. The truck is designed to carry and disperse dirt road dust control, said Pike, and the dispersal method is to drive down a dirt road with the gate open. It drips out in a series of streams across the road path and lays down a layer of oily material to keep dust down. It is not meant for hard surfaces. This particular truck drove down the highway and unbeknownst to the driver, the gate was open and he dumped all that material on the road, said Pike. The spill ran from just before the Wharf Avenue Highway intersection to Leaning Tree Road. One reported accident, at the Norwest Bay Road intersection, involved a single motorcycle. The driver was treated on scene and was released, said Pike, to drive the bike home on his own accord. As of about 5 p.m., the fire department had turned the incident over to Capilano Highways, and firefighters were no longer on scene. Capilano Highways and RCMP, however, are doing continuous sandings of the road. And probably will be for the next little while, so you can expect some delays and that kind of thing. A notice from the Sunshine Coast Regional District's Voyant Emergency Alert System went out at 4:40 p.m. Warning of a significant traffic hazard and closure on the highway. Update 4 p.m. RCMP has given clearance for traffic to, at a certain speed, on Highway 101 after an oil spill rendered it extremely slippery, Sechelt Fire Chief Trevor Pike told Coast Reporter just after 4 p.m. Friday. Capilano Highways has had several trucks go back and forth sanding the roads, and it's now believed to be at a fairly safe level, said Pike. Motorcycles are still a concern. Other than that, the main risk has been mitigated, said Pike. Original story 3:30 p.m. The public is asked to stay off Highway 101 in the Sechelt area as an oil spill has rendered the surface extremely slippery. Though the extent of the oil spread is still being assessed, Sechelt Fire Chief Trevor Pike, whose office is coordinating response, is asking people to stay off the road from the Wilson Creek Davis Bay area through to the start of Redroofs Road. I've got the Roberts Creek Fire Chief driving from his fire hall toward Sechelt, and he's going to confirm where it starts on that side, said Pike at 3:30 p.m. Friday. I believe it goes to the end of our district, on the other side. Avoid the highway at all costs, said Pike. If they do, have to use the highway, keep speeds reduced to a minimum. Be very, very extremely careful as they proceed through this area until we can get these roads washed, cleaned and sanded up. Pike didn't have a timeline for when the road would be safe again. It all depends on how quickly Capilano, Highways, and the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure can get the resources out here and get sand and whatnot on the road. Sunshine Coast RCMP posted on Facebook at about 3:15 p.m. that it was primarily the northbound lane affected. Leave room between yourself and other vehicles and take care braking and turning corners. Capilano Highways assisting in laying down absorbent dust control oil was what spilled on the highway, said Pike, which is what trucks dump on dirt roads to keep dust down, meant for dirt roads, not flat surfaces. It's not a particularly a hazardous material by any means, but it's very slick. As of 3:30 p.m. Pike said he knew of two accidents on the highway.